It's the review on the Anfield Wrap after Chelsea 0, Liverpool 0. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through the game. Neil, I'll come to you first. The selection's so much to get into there, really, that it's a sense of maybe where you start with it. Can we say with any more of a degree of certainty that this was maybe a selection or a run of selections in this week that have hinted that it's more maybe pre-planned than what we thought? And I'm thinking more around the Jones inclusion to this. You know, there has been injury issues with him this season, so maybe the fact that he's not at City at all hints at the fact that he was always maybe getting this one, and they didn't want to risk him from the bench, perhaps at the Etihad, or even put him on the bench if they thought they could put someone else there. That maybe is an explanation for that. But then there's also the inclusion of Henderson again, and also particularly Jota. I think maybe we can point now and say that he thinks the way to get Jota back to where he wants him is a run of games. And you can argue that's a bit of a risky strategy going from Saturday to Tuesday, the amount of minutes he's played. But to get him sharp, to get him rhythm, to get him momentum, he backs him up in quick succession. That could just be a thing that I'm thinking there with that. But in terms of approach as well, you know, I don't think Liverpool will have had a ton of surprises. I think they mainly get what they plan for with Chelsea. There's the selection he goes with, particularly around the back line, and then the terms of the way in which he's going to approach that and particularly deal with Chelsea's threats, which are squeezing the half spaces for Felix and stopping him getting on the half turn, and also dealing with what you're going to do with that very sort of industrious midfield that they end up with, which, you know, they've not had before all season and probably won't have again now that N'Golo Kante's played his annual game against us.